first of all, what happened with Helsley that he didn't come out?
Yeah, we got the bullpen phone rang with Durin Blazes at bat, I believe, with one out. He just called down and said, felt some elbow discomfort. So he's getting looked at right now and evaluated. So we'll have more information in like the next couple days, but we'll see.
How impressive is Kramer with you?
Yeah, really impressive. It's good to have Dean back. Did a great job of, after the first hitter giving up the solo shot, did a great job of just kind of settling into the game. He had great command of his fastball today. Split came along as the outing went. And I love the use of the curveball, especially early in counts. He did a great job of the push-pull attack and just attacking the strike zone and keeping us in the game, because Schultz early on, like he's really good. 6'10 with a funky delivery. Had a cutter going in on righties, so we needed Dean to kind of keep the game where it was, and he did.
How valuable can somebody like Dean Kramer be in a rotation when every 5 days you basically know what you're going to get from him? He's just pretty steady.
Yeah, like that for all five guys. You know, and that's what all other guys have shown, but with Dean's pedigree, his track record, like he's battle-tested, and to have that presence, knowing that he can navigate the game and control his emotions, slow heartbeat, and that's what we valued, what we missed.
How nice was it to see T.O. have a good all-around day with both the diving catch and the home run to get the offense going?
Yeah, it was good. That diving catch was awesome. Like, it was a huge catch. Put that home run, like, for a variety of different reasons, but for today's game, it was our first hit and also tied the game up, but also for T.O., like, has been getting the results that he's wanted all year, and for him to step up and all the work he's been putting in behind the scenes, kind of showing up today. And his first at bat was outstanding too, working the walk, but that was a big blow right there, and it was good to see him get something there, pull side and drive it.
Have you liked what you've seen from him on the defensive side recently and making a few highlight reel catches out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Like he has a couple gold gloves, you know, and we all know the arm talent he has, but like right now his ability to kind of put his body in the line, making diving plays, it's been awesome to watch and see.
Do you feel like O'Neill's home run opened up your offense as a whole after that, or do you feel like they seem more relaxed at bat, or at the at bats after that, or how do you see things change after the home run?
Yeah, for sure. I think when you're facing a guy like that, which not many of the guys have seen before, and you look up and in the hit column there's zero, and then you tie the game up with one swing, and also being at Canada Day, you know, that kind of lightened up the mood where everyone was singing "O Canada" when he came in with the anthem, hands like the hats over the heart. So it was a good loosened moment for the boys.
Obviously, it was very hot today. Anything that you did, or any of the guys did to help stay cool out there?
No, I mean, I just watched the game. I wasn't really doing too much, but the other guys, they were, there's a lot of drip drops going on, a lot of ice towels. The guys were hanging out by the fan, but our training staff did a great job of keeping everyone hydrated and comfortable. That's the biggest thing. It's making sure you hydrate even before. It usually starts the day before to make sure guys are ready. And our training staff was awesome and outstanding with it.
You complimented Dean's tan a couple days ago. Do you think some of the time that he spent in Florida kind of prepared him for maybe the heat today?
Yeah, for sure. This is probably just a nice, easy spring day for him after being in Sarasota and in that heat. So, yeah, he was ready for it.
What's your level of concern with Helsley? What's your level of concern there?
My level of concern, something like that, is always high. It's almost like you prepare for the worst and hope for the best. You know, hopefully everything comes out and he's fine, but you know, you're always concerned when bullpen calls out and says that he can't go. But like I said, we'll kind of see where this leads and more information. Hopefully it was kind of just precautionary.
I should have asked you this before the game, but what did you get results on the Akins MRI?
Yeah, we did. He's going through the options right now of what the next steps are. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we should have those, whatever that he decides, and the plan of attack. Next couple days.